It's 9:16 at KSRO. If that voice sounds familiar, it's no surprise why. That's a brand new song called Brand New Day from our next guest. Eddie Money is here, and he needs little introduction, certainly in the Bay Area. It's 9:16 at KSRO as we say good morning to Eddie Money. Hello there, Mr. Money.
Hi, Pat. How you doing? Having a great day. How's the weather up there?
Are you kidding me? It's always gorgeous in Sonoma County. You know about that. You're a Bay Area guy. Do you reside now in Los Angeles?
I live in Los Angeles. I live in North Malibu. I'd love to live in the. I'd love to live up there in the Bay Area, but you know, my first wife lives up there, and my second wife doesn't want to live up there. What am I going to do? But I'm stuck down here, and I'm just stuck down here in North Malibu. But I tell you, I've had an awful lot of fun. I've got such great memories of Santa Rosa. I've had such a great time in that town, let me tell you.
Well, we're always happy to hear from you, Eddie, and I know there are new events on your horizon. You're still playing music, though. You're still touring, aren't you?
Well, I got five kids. I'll do anything to get out of the house. You know that. Yeah, I got a new record coming out. This song, Brand New Day, features Waddy Wattell on guitar. Now, he's the lead guitar player for Joe Walsh. He's on the road right now with Stevie Nicks.
Nice.
He plays with Keith Richards. He's a great guitar player. I think the new album is exciting. It's going to be a great new record, and I'm very happy about this Access TV show we got going on Sunday night.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So this is called Real Money, and it is coming. Right. Does it start next week? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to start on April. I think it's April 8th. It's after the Sammy Hagar show. It's going to be on at 9:30. Yeah.
Okay, and this is on Access TV.
Yes, if you can't go to Access TV, just Google Access TV and throw in your zip code, and they'll tell you what station to go to.
All right, very good. Now, Real Money, I've seen the trailer for it, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but you describe this program for us, Eddie.
Well, I guess that's probably about a dysfunctional father that's like to lose 10 pounds with these crazy kids. I mean, the kids are all in the music business. I mean, they're not out ripping houses off. They're not snorting Oxycontin. I mean, they're good kids. They all still live at home, but I don't really mind them living at home because I can keep an eye on them, you know. But, you know, there's like five cars in the driveway. They all got their cell phones, you know, I wish that I would have had a doctor or a lawyer or a CPA among them, but they're all like addicted to music, and it drives me crazy.
Well,
but,
you know what they say, nut doesn't fall far from the tree. Tell us about the names of your kids and their ages.
My oldest son is Zachary, and he's got a degree in sports medicine. I'm trying to get him a job with the 49ers because Denise DeBartolo is a good friend of mine.
Nice.
Or the Oakland Raiders. And now my other son, and then my daughter Jessica, she's 29, and she's an excellent vocalist. She's very animated on stage, and she tours with my band. My other son, Joe, is turned 28. He used to go to Berklee School of Music in Boston to be a guitar player, but now he wants to be into dubstep like Deadmau5. He's into this dubstep music, whatever the hell that is. And then my other son, Desmond, he's a great guitar player, and he's got his own music. You can Google him at DezMoney, DezMoney.com. And I'm trying to help him out with his career. And then my youngest son is also a drummer. His name is Julian.
And everybody agreed to be on this new show, Real Money, right?
Yes, they were very excited about it, a lot more excited about it than I was. But, you know, my wife looks terrific on the show. And, you know, I think it's just, you know, they don't even put CD players in cars anymore.
I know.
Everything these days is tweeted this and, you know, Google that and Facebook this. And I'm trying to do it. I mean, Desmond's got his own band with my kid playing drums with him. He's playing guitar. He's a great writer. I have him out on the road with me. Try to get him the exposure that he needs, like a Britney Spears or a Imagine Dragons or a Justin Viner. I mean, you got to do everything you can with the kids. And
You don't want them living with you forever, right?
No, I would love to have the empty nest. I would love to, sell this big house and get a little condo somewhere with just me and my wife. But the way things are going, I don't see that happening. But then I got a lot of friends of mine that have their kids at the 20s, and the kids are still living at home.
Yeah, that happens.
I mean, that just happens. What are you going to do? It's tough out there. I mean, the price of everything is so high to, you know, put a down payment on an apartment and then the insurance if you're driving a car and you're 20. You know, I mean, if the kids got out and did something on their own, I'd be very proud of them. But right now, I mean, they're good kids, and they take out the garbage. They clean the counters. They empty the dishwasher. They're not in jail. They're not in rehabs. Hey, I'm having a good month.
Hey, listen, we're about to see what kind of good kids they are because we're about to see into their private lives. So we're on the air with Eddie Money. It's 921 at KSRO. And Eddie, I watched the 2-minute trailer for this new show of yours. And I have to say, I was reminded of another family with a reality show. They were called the Osbournes.
Right. I know the Osbournes well. I mean, they're really good people. But this, the Osbournes was like 10 years ago. And this show is a little different than the Osbournes because it's very off the cuff. I mean, they knew I didn't like horseback riding, and they took us to the stables. And wouldn't you know it, they gave me the biggest horse. And there I am petting the horse in the nose going, you look really bummed out. Why the long face? So, you know, to me, I mean, getting a couple of good jokes in is where, you know, I've always wanted to be a comedian, but my wife doesn't think I'm funny. But there's some really good jokes in the show, and the kids are animated, and they're very talented. And I really think that the show is going to remind people, parents all over this country, that my kids are not very different than their own kids.
Right.
You know?
And what's the most challenging part now that you've been filming this reality show?
Well, I tell you, I'm glad it's all over. We took about 3 or 4 months of filming the show, and you know, we went go-kart riding, and then there's a couple of episodes with my daughter and my wife and things like that. A lot of the show I didn't even really get to see. I mean, they shot the show, and I went right to Mark Cuban, and I like Mark Cuban because I met the guy, and he owns some Dallas Mavericks and
yes.
stuff like that. But when I met the guy, he was really a nice guy, and he had kids himself, and I enjoyed his company. So, I mean, I also got to apologize about the show because, you know, I got in-laws and stuff, and unfortunately, I got that New York mouth. There's a couple of curses in the show.
Really?
And I wish I could take it back. I wish, you know, but sometimes I lose my temper. I'm from New York. But the thing is, it's a great show, and I obviously didn't want to offend anybody. I'm not cursing all over the place, but occasionally
it comes out.
A bad word comes out of my mouth,
yeah.
And I'd like to apologize for that. I told Mark Cuban to bleep it, but he's into reality.
Yeah,
TV,
they're not going to do that. I mean, no, No, that's one of the reasons they call it reality TV.
But on the other hand, I'm not really cursing that much. But, you know, I mean, I do take my wife to church every Sunday, and I do my best to be a God-fearing citizen, and I just want to apologize. The language is not that bad, but occasionally there's a slip here and a slip there, and I just want the people that watch me to realize that I'm not really trailer trash kind of person.
Do you sing in the show, Eddie?
Yes, I do sing in the show. We have a couple of live shows that we did. And matter of fact, I was just on TV because I was in Sammy Hagar's birthday bash. It was on TV last night. But I think there's a couple of episodes with me singing, and there's a couple of episodes with the kids' band. It's fun TV. I think people are going to enjoy it.
Well, we're going to find out very shortly as Eddie Money and his family are shown on your television set or on your mobile devices. Real Money, it's called, on Axis TV, coming up in just a few days. Eddie, a pleasure to talk to you. And as they say, keep on rocking, babe.
Thank you so much. And by the way, continued success on your show, Pat.
Thank you.
I got a couple of friends of mine listening to the show. And I want to think of a shout out to Charlotte, a shout out to Pizza Face. Now, he's not done up the world grits complexion, but he's a great guy. Plays a lot like Jimi Hendrix. You got a lot of great fans out there and continued success. And thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right. That is Eddie Money on KSRO. I'm glad Eddie's friends listen to KSRO. I'll take that any day.